What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Today's a really, really nostalgic episode for me. I wrote my first book over a decade ago, almost two decades ago. And this book has been a beautiful catalyst for all the work that I do in the world. And the cool thing that happened was I realized that I actually never read the audiobook. It was something that never happened in my, maybe I just hadn't sold the audio rights early on or whatever. It was just didn't happen. And I've obviously read all of my other books. So I decided now, over a decade later, that I wanted to read the audio of my first book, Add More Ing to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness. And I had such a heightened level of admiration for my younger self, because even though the cover of this book is me on a skateboard with angel rings and like long hair, and my husband, who is at the time my friend, was on the shoot in the middle of 23rd Street in New York City. And I was standing there in my angel wings on the yellow lines of New York. And the photographer was on a skateboard. He was a freaking crazy man. And Zach said, wait, I'm going to grab that skateboard. And he put it under me and set that shot up of me on the skateboard in the middle of the yellow lines in a two-way traffic in New York City with the angel wings, just in the little white skirt, just smiling. And it became a really iconic image for my work early on, because what that image showed my new young spiritual seeker that was out there looking for happiness was that you can be in the midst of all this chaos and still have that angelic, energetic force within you. And so it was a real nostalgic moment to reread this book. There was many moments where I had to say like iPhone instead of BlackBerry, or like, you know, there was a lot of like references to old tech, which I thought was quite hysterical. And I had to literally change it as I was reading the audio. It's really, you know, dating myself here. But the thing that was so awesome about it was that while the lexicon was a little youthful and my writing style was a little different than it is today, the message and the through line and the soul was exactly as it is now. So many years later. I think I was 28 when I wrote that book, and now I'm 43 years old. Oh my God. And I look back at the wisdom of my 28-year-old self, and I'm so proud of her. So on today's episode, I'm going to allow you to open up to this audiobook by playing you the first chapter and just letting you feel into that energy. Even though it might sound a little different than I am now, you're going to feel into the message and know that there is no difference, no difference to where I am today in the messages that I teach. So what you're going to learn here in this first chapter of this audible is how to uncover your unhealed wounds so that you can face any negative feelings that are really repressed and held back. You're going to learn what I taught in the book is the feeling equation. It's a practice of connecting to your inner guidance system to support you as you open up to your feelings. And also the exercises and physical practices that you can do to really unblock your negative energy. If you have a young person in your life, a teenager, a 20-year-old, who's opening up to spiritual principles or willing to open up to spiritual principles, I would love to recommend that they listen to this with you or on their own or in a car ride to school or whatever is up for you. Because this book, while it's absolutely applicable to any age because the messages are so deep, it's written in a language that might be really resonant for someone in their teens or 20s. And so give them the gift of Gabby today by listening to this episode with them. I want you to enjoy this episode. And if you want to listen to the entire audiobook, you can head over to deargabby.com/addmoreing. deargabby.com/addmoreing. Now that you've made the decision to explore the process of adding more ing to your life, you're probably wondering what the plan is. Well, you've come to the right place. The purpose of this book is to help you shine light on the darker areas of life and create positive change. My work life, coaching hundreds of people, individually and in groups, has armed me with the necessary chops to stand behind my methods. I'll guide you through the process I have worked hard to perfect during my many months of ing girl training, a process I've dubbed the ing equation. Here's a sneak peek. Rethinking plus moving plus receiving times 30 days equals changing. The ing equation is a 30-day adventurous repetition of physical activity, deliberate positive affirmations, and creative visualization. The ing equation will bulldoze negative thought patterns and create positive change so you can move forward and live an awesome life. The beauty of the ing equation is that it can be applied to an infinite number of areas in life to affect positive change. The 12 chapters in this book cover specific issues that affect all of us. Issues such as feeling stuck, being involved in difficult relationships, harboring fear of failure or success, and addiction. Here's a more grounded explanation, pun intended. Say you hate your job but don't have the confidence to look for another, or maybe you're in a relationship and it's not working for you, but you're too afraid to be alone to risk rocking the boat to fix things. You can apply the ing equation to either of these challenges, and the outcome will be the clearing away of all of the negative obstacles in your mind that are blocking you from finding your dream job or fixing your relationship issues. The steps in the ing equation can be used interchangeably. The equation is laid out throughout the book in the following order, though from time to time it may be adjusted for the sake of a specific chapter's lesson. The 30-day repetition is required for a full-blown transformation. Indeed, neurobiological studies show that 30 days of repeating new behavior reprograms your brain by reversing neural pathways. It's this reversal that changes your patterns and behaviors, and therefore, your life. The goal of applying the ing equation to different aspects of your life is to clear your channel of all the static so that you can receive inner guidance. Now for a quick word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. This is a sponsor that is really valuable to me as a personal human, as a teacher, as your Dear Gabby coach here on the show. And this is BetterHelp Online Therapy. I believe wholeheartedly that therapy has been, for me, the key to my success in strengthening my resilience, my problem-solving skills, my ability to self-soothe in the moment. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. When you have your own therapist, you can really become a better problem solver and your goals can start to come true. You can know intuitively how to show up for situations because the therapist has been your guide. And therapy, as I've said over and over on this show, has been so game-changing for me. And I really, really want to make sure that if you're someone listening and you're like, I think I've got deeper work to do, which pretty much everybody raise your hand, that you know that it's affordable, you know it's accessible, you know that it's something that you can access right in this moment. BetterHelp online therapy is a lot more affordable than in-person therapy. And it allows you to take care of yourself from the comfort of your own home, which is really excellent. And you don't have to break the bank doing it. With BetterHelp therapy, you can achieve a lot of affordable therapy with professional licensed and vetted therapists that you can trust. You can be matched with a therapist right away. You can use Zoom. You can use your phone. You can just text with a therapist. You can even just get on the phone if you don't want to see somebody face to face. And when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/deargabby. Thanks to our day-to-day modern stressors, we can feel very, very heightened at times. One of the ways that I manage my stress, of course, and soothe my stress is through my daily meditation practice. But I also have another daily ritual. I take this incredible product, Just Calm, and it's a brand new product from Just Thrive. It's a revolutionary new approach to uplifting your body, mind, and soul naturally. And Just Calm has been clinically proven in multiple studies to help reduce perceived stress, balance your cortisol, which is those stress hormones, improve sleep quality, which you know is so major for me. It's like one of my non-negotiables. And really allow yourself to take that calm energy into your own hands, but it also is going to encourage focus and flow. So if you are looking for a natural resource to really manage your stress, this is a beautiful product. And I've been pairing it with Just Thrive spore-based probiotic. When our gut is out of alignment and out of whack, it actually creates more stress and anxiety, and it's a much bigger burden on our nervous system. Our gut-brain connection is serious. So trust me when I say that I have been absolutely no stranger to an off-balanced gut or anxiety and stress. And these two products together have really been supporting me. Right now, you can get 15% off this dynamic duo when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code Gabby at checkout. That's justthrivehealth.com and use code Gabby.
Chapter 1. Feeling. Surrender, then release. The Course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. Introduction, A Course in Miracles. When Allison was 9 years old, she came home from school one afternoon to find that her father had left, taking most of the family's belongings with him. Allison's mother, completely distraught, remained in her room crying for the next 2 months. Overwhelmed by what was going on, Allison internalized her feelings, and in that way, she was able to avoid the reality of what was happening. Despite her efforts to block out the trauma of her parents' divorce, however, the event did have an immediate impact on her. Though she had always been super confident and outgoing, Allison became more reserved and less sure of herself. Fast forward 15 years. When Allison came to me for coaching, she gave me the lowdown about her parents' divorce. I was surprised at how nonchalantly she talked about it. Despite the traumatic details she was sharing with me, she seemed virtually unmoved. It was as if she was telling me about a movie she had seen the day before. She then told me what life was currently like for her. She had trouble believing that she was good enough in all areas of her life, particularly in relationships. Men suck and nothing ever works out, she complained. And she rarely trusted anyone and never allowed people to get close to her. Despite her tough talk, all I could see was an innocent 9-year-old girl begging for relief from a pain buried deep within. I asked her if she had ever dealt with her feelings about her parents' divorce, and she replied, "Oh yeah, I've been getting over that for years." Over it being the operative words. From what I deduced from our time together, she had been eating over it, thinking over it, and shopping over it for years. Sadly, by burying her feelings about her parents' divorce, Allison had never given herself the opportunity to heal from it. Like Allison, we have all experienced instances where we have buried feelings of hurt and pain instead of dealing with them head on. The source of your pain may not be as obvious as Allison's. You may not even realize it exists. But I promise you, it's there, although not for long. The purpose of this chapter is to help you uncover your unhealed wounds so that you can face any negative feelings that you have repressed over the years. I understand that this might be new for you. Unfortunately, our culture has not trained us to be comfortable addressing our feelings. We've been trained to think with our left brain's logic and practicality and ignore our right brain's capacity for delving into our emotions. Therefore, many people go through their lives denying or ignoring their unhealed pain rather than facing it head on and thus allowing ourselves to heal. But first, what's so wrong with burying bad feelings instead of dealing with them head on? I mean, if those troublesome feelings are locked away somewhere, why is that such a bad thing? Isn't it better than having them racing around in your brain wreaking havoc? The problem with this logic is that repressing feelings is the very thing that causes them to wreak havoc. That's because if you don't face your negative or painful feelings, you will remain stuck in the ego's getting over it stage and continue to evade your true healing. Remember the ego? It's the sneaky little bugger that dwells in the pain of the past, recreates it in the present, and projects it onto the future. And the worst part is, you aren't even consciously aware that this is going on. For all you know, the painful feelings are well out of your way, buried down deep where they can't cause you any harm. But all the while, your ego, without your permission or knowledge, has discovered those hidden feelings and collected all of the negative energy from them to use as ammo to make mischief. Most likely, your ego has stirred up a big old pot of limiting beliefs and fed them to you. I'm unattractive and unlovable. I'm just not smart enough for that job. I'm terrible with money and will never get ahead. I'm just not a person people warm to. I have issues with food. I'm lazy. In my profession, I've witnessed many denied feelings turn into limiting beliefs that completely paralyze people from making necessary changes in their lives, or worse, cause them to adopt self-destructive behaviors. But ego is not always that obvious. Sometimes it's virtually impossible to know that repressed, painful feelings are what's behind a certain negative issue in your life. Oftentimes, the only way to figure this out is to overcome your limiting beliefs, and from there, wait to see what the positive results will be. But how can you excavate long-buried bad feelings, especially if you don't even know you have them? The answer? Ing, ing, ing. It's time to crank up the ing equation, or in the case of this chapter, the feeling equation. Here's how it's going to go down. The feeling equation is unique in that it has an extra step, feeling. The feeling step will help you identify any old wounds you may be avoiding. Then you will be led to feel. Once you allow yourself to feel, you can then surrender to the healing process. The feeling equation will guide you to fearlessly pour some peroxide onto past wounds. The good news is peroxide only stings for a minute, then it makes the wounds start healing. Just think of the quick sting as the crucial step of feeling. Properly cleaning the wound is the hardest. Once you set the healing process in motion, the gaping wound soon becomes a scab, and within weeks, it's pink new skin. Within a month, all you have left is a beautiful scar, a gentle reminder of an old lesson. But before you get started on the feeling equation, you'd probably like to know exactly what you can look forward to. Changing. And what, if any, inspiration can you expect? Unhealed feelings from the past block you from authentic happiness. On top of that, as new painful feelings crop up, your brain continues its old habit of repressing them. It becomes a vicious cycle since you've never allowed yourself to actually deal with painful feelings. You haven't developed the skills to do so. You're living your life always burying your negative feelings. As a result, you go through your life talking, thinking, and doing over the pain. Meanwhile, swelling deep underneath is a negative voice in your head taunting you with the words, "I'm not good enough." Before long, the nagging voice manages to plant this thought, and it takes root as an actual belief that you are not good enough. But there's good news. Applying the feeling equation to this area of your life will result in complete thought-changing patterns that will undo any and all of these negative feelings. At the end of the process, in their place will grow feelings of self-love and peace. And the coolest changes might be the ones you never expected. Remember, you're not only ridding yourself of negative feelings, you're also getting rid of the limiting beliefs that were manufactured from the negative energy the bad feelings harbored. As for the inspiration you can expect, unresolved painful feelings take up a lot of space in your psyche. And once you've cleared out all those painful feelings, you'll have made room for tons of inspiration. My client Molly's first love broke her heart when she found out that for nearly the entire 7 years they'd been together, he had been unfaithful to her. After they broke up, she did the whole self-improvement thing. She got in great shape, got in with some cool new friends, and even moved from her college town to New York City, where she got a kick-ass job. But what she hadn't done is deal with the feelings of pain and betrayal her breakup had caused. Tellingly, she had terrible luck with men in the big city. Then, one day, she started getting calls from her ex. Suddenly, all of the feelings of hurt and betrayal that she had buried years before came washing over Molly. For a few days, she felt really down. But during that time, she hung out with her best friend, talked about the feelings, and had some good cries. Ultimately, she told her ex she was ready to move on and that he should not call again. After this experience, she developed a renewed sense of confidence. It wasn't long after that that she met and fell madly in love with an amazing guy.
I hope you're enjoying this super fun episode, but I just want to take a quick ad break to talk about one of our sponsors. It's a brand that I trust, and it's one of my favorite cars. It's Lexus. Right now, they're out with the Lexus RX, which is the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. And it's the best-selling luxury vehicle every year since it was introduced. But Lexus has never mistaken being ahead with being at the finish line. So they've reimagined every aspect of the RX. The thoroughly redesigned 2023 RX features heart-pounding design, intelligent technology, and courageous performance. Model year 2023 RX has a ton of new features that allow you and your car to work together, like it includes the first ever 500 HF Sport Performance Hybrid that ups the ante on RX performance. Something that's really important to me is that I am safe, and I often am driving in New York City, which is really a crazy place to drive, and their pre-collision system that can slow down the car when it detects a pedestrian in its path is something that you really can't live without when you're driving in a big city or really anywhere for that matter. So the reimagined Lexus RX makes it so clear that Lexus has already listened to what drivers want and it has delivered. Just like the RX, its drivers are people who don't rest on their laurels and are always striving to up their game. The Lexus RX is the perfect vehicle for people who want to venture beyond the expected route and never lose their edge. Never lose your edge with the all-new Lexus RX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. If you're looking for a super nutritious, delicious, like hardcore delicious snack that your whole family can enjoy, you don't have to look any further. And that's where Perfect Bar comes in. They've got a beautiful lineup of fresh from the fridge protein bars. This is Perfect Bar has got you covered. When I found out that Perfect Bar was going to sponsor the show, my producer Sam started freaking out because she's obsessed with Perfect Bar. She's like, I need some Perfect Bars. Like, give me that code now. I want to get that snack on the way. And I just believe in this product. It's so beautiful. They're made with freshly ground peanut butter, organic honey, 20 organic superfoods. Perfect Bar has protein, and it's also in these like little snack sized bars that are just way too good to be true. And Perfect Bar contains 17 grams of whole food protein. I'm obsessed with protein right now because I'm in my 40s and I need more protein. There's dark chocolate chip peanut butter, coconut peanut butter, salted caramel, my fave. And I've also been loving the dark chocolate chip peanut butter because my household, peanut butter and chocolate as a mixture, are excellent. So here's the story, guys. Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try the refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Isn't that amazing? So all you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking.
Most recently, I've transformed the wounds of my past into beautiful new ways of being. For more than a month, I hung out with the feeling of not being smart enough to write this book. I had an antiquated limiting belief that I wasn't smart, which dated back to sixth grade when a boy I had a crush on called me stupid. From that point forward, I actually believed I was stupid. I tried many tactics for getting over this limiting belief, but the feeling always managed to sneak back in. It blasted me hard when I began the process of writing this book. In order to begin the book, I had to get cozy with the feeling and then release it. Each time the feeling behind the words, "I'm not smart enough to be a writer," snuck in, I would melt away the pain by simply feeling it. I'd sit in the feeling and get curious about it. I figured out where the feeling originated and accepted the untruth behind it. My inner voice, or ing, told me that I was totally capable of the job ahead. I turned my inner voice up loud enough to drown out the negative limiting belief. By surrendering to the feeling, I was able to heal it. Now let's get started down the path of feeling. Before you begin the feeling equation, it's important to discover what sort of damage your ego has wrought with your buried negative feelings over the years. Here are a few questions to ask yourself that might help you uncover them. Do you feel stuck in negative patterns for fear of feeling hurt or disappointed? Do you feel you are not good enough in some areas of your life? Do you harbor nagging voices in your head that sound like the following? I don't do well in relationships. I'm not good enough to succeed in life. I have difficulty making money. It says in A Course in Miracles that being afraid seems to be involuntary, something beyond your own control. This is exactly what has happened with your limiting beliefs. These thoughts have become completely beyond your control. They're second nature by now. You identify so closely with them that they embody your perception of yourself. Once you've tapped into these voices, I want you to accept them for what they are: recycled negative energy from repressed pain. And more importantly, accept them for what they are not. They are not the truth. The feeling equation, 30 days to healing. Step one, feeling. Carl Jung, the founder of analytical psychology, states, "The foundation of all mental illness is the unwillingness to experience legitimate suffering. Therefore, in order to heal it, you gotta feel it." When you are willing to experience your negative feelings, they release. Resisting the pain causes more of it. Don't be afraid to feel. It's the fear of the feeling that has kept you from recovering. What I'm asking you to do now is just rip off the Band-Aid and get curious about the way you feel. If you're not driving, close your eyes and ask yourself the following questions. How can I describe this feeling? Am I sad, fearful, or anxious? Am I all three and more? Where do I feel this in my body? What does it feel like? Is it raw? Does it have a color? What shape is it? Is it tight? What is underneath it? Is there a word that is associated with it? A person? A time? Ask yourself anything that will help you identify the feeling underneath your thoughts. Don't push it away. Don't think it away. Just be with it. By getting curious about your feelings, you may be reconnected with the place and time where they began. For many people, these feelings stem from childhood. Step two, rethinking. Now it's time to take those negative feelings and rethink them into positive feelings of self-love. To do this, close your eyes and breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a moment to connect to your breath. Then ask yourself, what are the beliefs I have about myself that are holding me back? Write down your answers. Cross out the limiting beliefs and write your new affirmations in their place. If your limiting belief is, I am incomplete without a man, reverse it with, I am complete as I am. If your limiting belief is, I'm not good enough, reverse it with, I am wonderful as I am today. You may want to specify something that you have been trying to release, in which case you can use the affirmation, I release, fill in the blank, and allow myself to feel my feelings. For the next 30 days, hang out with your feelings. When you notice the limiting beliefs come up, just honor how they make you feel for 90 seconds and breathe. A feeling can move through you in 90 seconds. After feeling for a minimum of 90 seconds, call on your reversed affirmation. Say your positive affirmation out loud and continue with your day. Do this as often as possible. Step 3, rethinking plus moving. Sometimes our feelings are so deeply buried that we have to physically move them through. Remember, we don't just carry our feelings in our mind and our hearts. We lug them around in our bodies too. It's now time to stop dancing around your feelings and just dance with them. In this step, I ask you to apply your new affirmation to some form of dance. You'll find that with dance, the real release into clarity comes through in every beat and every rhythmic motion. You can do this dance formation in the comfort of your own home. Dancing in front of a mirror is one of the joys of life. You can dance to your own music, allow your feelings to surface, and with each beat and each movement, release any negative feelings. I found dancing to be one of the greatest physical activities for releasing blocked feelings. For instance, I recently experienced incredible emotional release in a dance class at a dance studio called S Factor. This was not your typical dance class. It was founded by a dancer and actress, Sheila Kelly. Over 2 decades ago, Sheila was rehearsing for a role as a stripper for the film Dancing at the Blue Iguana. Because she wanted to explore the character deeper, she went to a strip club and began taking lessons in pole dancing from the women who worked there. Sheila quickly realized that the movements used in pole dancing are more important than we've been programmed to believe. She came to learn that the moves brought forth an opportunity for internal transformation and emotional healing. There is a surrender that happens, and you begin to delve into an emotional place, says Sheila. Since there's no ing that I won't test drive, upon reading Sheila's story, I showed up at one of the S Factor locations in New York City. Once the teacher turned off the lights, I felt as if there was no one else in the room. The music began to flood through me. Within minutes, buckets of tears were streaming down my face. My dancing at S Factor took me on a journey to release unhealed feelings from a former relationship. During the class, I realized that these feelings dated further back than that one relationship. This realization caused me to dance my way through my timeline of love and deep-rooted sadness that I thought I'd gotten over. I was able to release deeply buried feelings. Another incredible healing dance method is called Five Rhythms, created by Gabrielle Roth. The philosophy behind Five Rhythms is that when you put the psyche in motion, it heals itself. I've witnessed the Five Rhythms dance movement heal many lives. Step 4, receiving, meditating, ing writing. Meditating. Meditation has many benefits. The results you'll experience from a daily meditation practice are astonishing. I'm here to tell you that 5 minutes a day spent in stillness with your ing can transform your life. The concept of stillness might be new to you considering our society's go out and get it mentality, but the fact is, meditation is the most transformational tool in the ing box. If you're new to this whole meditation thing, don't worry. I've made it simple for you. Just gently close your eyes, sit in a comfortable seated position, and allow me to be your guide. If you're driving, come back to this meditation later. Meditation script. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow your mind to soften and reconnect with your body. Identify the area in your body that is holding on to pain. Take a deep breath into this pain. Release on the exhale. As your mind softens, allow your feelings to be your guide. Gently ask yourself where these feelings came from. Is there a time period associated with these feelings? Is there a person or specific situation associated with them? Let your feelings be your guide. As you deepen into the feeling with each breath, identify where your pain came from. Open your heart and mind to welcome these feelings. Gently remind yourself that it is completely okay to feel. Breathe in and feel the feeling. Breathe out and release. When you're ready, open your eyes to the room. Ingwrite. An ingwrite is a stream of consciousness writing exercise that will release your inner voice. Immediately following the meditation, ingwrite in response to your feelings. Write in response to the following questions. Where are these feelings harbored in my body? Where did they come from? What have they been telling me? For example, my client Devin's ingwrite looked like this. My feelings are living in my chest. They are so uncomfortable that it's difficult to breathe. I guess I can describe them as inadequate, ugly, just gross. These feelings are coming from somewhere. I guess from when I was a little girl. I think back to being a little girl and not feeling smart, not feeling pretty, and not feeling as good as my older sister, not feeling necessary. The majority of the time, I felt like no one cared. My overall thought behind these feelings is that I'm just not good enough. Take Devin's example and ingwrite for 15 minutes. The discoveries that you uncover in this ingwrite will be incorporated into later chapters. Allow yourself to free your mind, release into the feelings, and identify their origin. Most importantly, feel. 30 days of feeling. Now that I've walked you through the steps of the feeling equation, my hope is that you will adopt it as part of your regular ing practice. Once you have allowed yourself to acknowledge and feel your true feelings, they will begin to soften. As you continue to allow yourself to feel for the next 30 days, they will begin to release. You won't wipe out these feelings overnight, but one day at a time, they will transform. It's kind of like going to the gym. You work out for a week and your muscles are sore. After 2 weeks, you feel a little stronger, and after a month, you're in much better shape. It's the repetition of the exercise that brings about the change. Plus, you will free up vast amounts of space to let inspiration in. Thanks to that inspiration, you'll be ready to take on even more ing. If you've loved this episode and you want to keep listening to the audiobook, head over to deargabby.com/addmoreing. That's deargabby.com/addmoreing. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.